Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now we're going to discuss the reality of the housing situation. Houses selling way above their asking prices, pricing single buyers out of the market and forcing people to leave the capital city. That's what we heard earlier in Una Kelly's report. A chaotic situation, we heard, as hundreds of thousands of first-time buyers are competing for a very small number of properties. Meanwhile, the National Housing Charity Threshold has said that tenancy termination in the rental market, tenancy termination is one of the top issues for renters as landlords sell up. Rent increases are also a concern, with the possibility of rent pressure zones being amended or ended this year. We're joined now by Pat Davitt, who's CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers, and by Kat Clark, who's Campaigns Manager at the National Housing Charity Threshold. You're both very welcome indeed to the programme. Pat Davitt, I don't know if you heard Una Kelly's report earlier, but there was, I might play you one little clip. Ethan in his mid-30s, he's trying to buy his first home in Dublin. He's been to 49 viewings in the past 2 months, and he said he's consistently being outbid, with some properties going for more than €100,000 above the asking price.
Sometimes they're above the asking price before you even get to the viewing. So I was in one in Inchicore on Saturday. I visited 9 properties that day, and by the time I got there, the property had gone from 370 up to 460. I think it definitely casts doubt on whether I can continue to live in Dublin. I think that a lot of people, I can only speak for my own job as a teacher, we're going to have to leave Dublin. I would say that I feel quite frustrated and quite let down.
No, that's Ethan. Pat, as a CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers, how are so many asking prices way off?
Well, I suppose, good evening, Cormac, and good evening, Kat. I suppose the first thing about asking prices is that it's what the agent believes the property will make. That's the asking price, and that's the price that's put on the property. They have no, obviously, guarantee that that property will make that price, and they have no guarantee that the property isn't going to make more and a lot more than that price. It depends on buyers and the availability of funds to buyers. That's really where the asking prices come in, and that's where the price of the property stops. So it's very difficult for agents at the moment. I know it's difficult for Ethan, but it's very difficult for agents as well, because they're valuing properties in many, many cases and in many, many areas in what they believe are realistic asking prices, and the prices are, the asking prices are going way over, as Ethan says. It's very difficult.
It's extremely difficult for everyone, but particularly for people like Ethan trying to buy a first home. Why aren't asking prices, when the asking price is there and an offer is made of that, why aren't some estate agents accepting it?
Well, the asking price, the agents don't own the property, as you're aware, Cormac, and the agent has one responsibility, and that is to the person who owns the property, the vendor. Their responsibility is to get the best price that they can for that property. And if they don't get the best price for that property that they can, the person who is employing them, which is the vendor, the owner of that property, could actually sue them. But not even alone
that.
Hang
on a second here. You just told us that the vendor, when they contract the estate agent, they put an asking price in the house that they think the house could make. So somebody comes in, and we've heard this in Una Kelly's report, somebody comes in and says, I'll give you that price. And the vendor and the estate agent says no.
Yeah, well, that's the asking price. Like, they could put a selling price on the property, the very, very same thing, and they could change their mind about the selling price. Like,
there something wrong there? Because we've heard of examples here by text in other jurisdictions like Denmark. If an offer is made of the asking price, legally there, you have to accept it.
Well, that may well be the case, but that's not the case in Ireland. The case in Ireland is that the agent is employed by the vendor to get the best price possible for the vendor. And in the event that, even if you sell a property, even if an agent sells a property to Ethan for one of the prices that he can afford to buy a property at, and somebody, even when the property is sold, if somebody comes along and makes a bigger offer, it's called gazumping. And the actual, they may well go back to the agent to make that bigger price. They may well go to the vendor. But even if they come back to the agent again, by law, has to report that bid to the vendor. And the vendor makes the decision as to whether they want to accept it or whether they don't.
And it's all fueling the frenzy. It's all fueling the bidding frenzy in this dysfunctional market. And it's not reflective, is it, as a valuer, of the inherent value of the house, really. It's only abusing a dysfunctional market, is it not, Pat?
Well, I can't disagree with you, Cormac, but what I can say to you is that agents obviously are in the centre of all this as well. And we're, like, agents are doing the best that they can for the person who they're buying the property, who owns the property, who they're selling the property for. Like, and that's really all they can do.
You're making a profit, agents. That's, I mean, when you're saying you're at the centre of this, you're not really, you're profiting from a dysfunctional market being abused.
Well, it's not, it's like the market is the market. Whether it's dysfunctional or not has nothing to do with the agents. We all know why it's dysfunctional, because there aren't enough properties out there. But the agents, of course the agents are making a profit. That's what they're in business for. Like, you know, they're there to get the best price for the property. And that's their function.
No, so, but hang on. Their participation, and we've discussed this just here, is actually adding to the dysfunction, is it not? Because you're asking for a price that you're not accepting because you know the house will make more in a dysfunctional market.
Well, I think no matter what price you have in a property at the moment, if you go to a vendor will think that they will get more money for the property. The agent, as I said, doesn't own the property. They're acting on instructions. But like, if you go back to the profit piece again, like agents, some agents act on a percentage price for their property. I heard this discussed in the report. I did hear it earlier on, actually, and it's a very good report, but it's very troublesome even for agents to listen to. But like, agents act on, some of them act on a particular fee. I think the agent that was on, Claire Connolly, said she acted on it. She gets a particular fee for a property. Some agents get a fee if they get more money for a property, and some agents would get a fee, a percentage. Mm. So obviously, if the price makes more, obviously they'll get a bigger percentage. There's no doubt about that. But like, you know, at the end of the day, agents can only get what they can get for the property.
Yeah.
And whether the market is dysfunctional or not, like, we were in the situation a couple of years ago where the property prices were going down every day of the week and we were in a dysfunctional property market. But the agents have to, we're here to sell. That's what we're here to do. That's
let me bring in, Kat Clark, if I can, from Threshold. It's forcing people to leave Dublin and other cities, Kat, is it not?
So I can't speak to whether people are leaving Dublin. I will say it is extremely competitive out there in terms of renting. I was just running a campaign across the country and speaking with renters, and everywhere from Galway to Thurles, the story was similar in that it was extremely competitive to find what used to be affordable housing, but now even students are finding it's tough to find affordable and good quality housing out there.
And keeping people in the rental market as well. And you're saying that tenancy terminations is a major problem as well.
Definitely. So in terms of the cases brought to Threshold in the last quarter, tenancy terminations was the number one issue, with landlords selling being the number one reason why there were tenancy terminations being served. So yes, definitely a huge issue. And I think points as well to the need to ensure that the private rental sector, with so many homes being sold, with people being locked out of buying a home, like we heard in the earlier report, it goes to show how important it is that the private rental sector is somewhere secure and suitable and affordable and good quality housing is available.
Okay, you're saying keep rent pressure zones in place until beyond 2025 anyway.
Definitely. I think if we don't have something in place that protects renters, it will be disastrous.
Okay, can I get your response to that, Pat Davitt, before we break?
Well, obviously, I think everybody knows my view on rent pressure zones. I think that they are a bad idea. They should be gone, and they really should be gone at the moment. And the reason landlords are selling up in the marketplace at the moment, we've been saying this for 5 years, not only just for the past 5 months, but we've been saying it for years and years and years that this is happening. And we've given the government advice on how they would stop this from happening. But they're not actually doing that. And that's the problem. Like, okay, you know, renters are selling because they can't get proper rent for their property, what other people can get. And they've no choice but to sell out.
Okay, we'd love to hear from you if you're in the rental market or the housing market one way or another. drivetime@rte.ie is the email address. Pat Davitt of IPAV and Kat Clark of Threshold. Thank you both.